Welcome, David Vassay. Dave, you should be happy today. Thanks for being here.
I'm always happy, Fred, when I'm on with you and Rodney.
That's not true.
Dave, I will say that is true.
Well, at least I try to sell it.
Dave, you do sell it. I will say it is true. You light
up. Why should I be more happy today than other days?
Because the Dodgers really might have played their best complete game of the year last night.
That's a good point, Fred. Yeah, they did play pretty well last night, and it was a big win for them because they haven't won too many series this season, and especially inside their own division, so they have that opportunity tonight.
Hey, Dave, is there a different little attitude now that they've won 4 out of 5, 5 out of 6, whatever it's been, from Miami to Washington to now here with the Rockies? Is there a different little swagger in the clubhouse?
I felt it after they won that final game in Miami, and I think a big reason why is Justin Turner's effect on the team because he's a pretty inclusive teammate. He knows how to get guys on board and going in the right direction, and him just being around, I think, has changed the whole atmosphere of the team because Max Muncy told me on the pregame show on Sunday that he's more than just a guy that is an elite hitter. He's a guy that helps everybody in the dugout understand the situation, understand the pitcher, what they might throw at certain guys in certain spots. So he's done a lot, and I was skeptical that he could have such an effect that he's had, and he's proven me wrong. I mean, he has really changed. One guy has changed a lot.
David Vassay with us with Fred Rogan and Rodney Peete on AM 570, LA Sports. Chris Taylor, I thought that was sweet last night. You know, we do this for a living. I don't know if you're supposed to root for guys, but I was rooting for him, and I was just thrilled for him when he hit that ball out.
Yeah, that was great, and he was down in the count 1-2, and he took advantage of a poor pitch that Brian Shaw decided to throw. It was the 83 flat slider, and he didn't miss it. And, that was big for him, and hopefully that jump starts his season because I would say that's the biggest hit he has gotten all season long.
No, without a doubt. And then, you know, you just talked about Justin Turner and the spark that he's given this team. But what about Yasiel Puig? I mean, he's come on and he's actually given just as much a spark as Justin Turner has, and he's been a very vital part of that lineup.
Yeah, Rodney, he's been big since coming off the DL. I believe in his last 12 games, he's hitting .294. He's got 5 home runs, including that one last night in the 6th inning. And whatever happened while he was on the DL, he's a different hitter, and he looks more like the guy that we saw last year. And Dave Roberts said that he was hoping when he went on the DL it would reset his season, and it certainly has because what did he have? No home runs, 1 home run when he went on the DL, and yep. Now all of a sudden this guy has lengthened the Dodgers lineup, and he seems to be a more confident hitter.
You know, the hitting was an Achilles. The bullpen was an Achilles. For whatever reason now, I don't get that same sense of angst when they go to the bullpen. And
well,
I don't know what's really changed.
Last night when JT Chargois and Yasmani Grandal had that combustible inning where the offense wasn't scoring and they gave up the go-ahead run. But luckily, the Rockies bullpen is worse than the Dodger bullpen. They have a higher bullpen ERA than the Dodgers do and have given up more home runs as a bullpen than the Dodgers bullpen has. So both teams have not gotten what they wanted out of this out of their own respective bullpens.
Yeah, but the difference is Colorado spent an awful lot of money on theirs.
Yeah, exactly. You're right, Fred. Yeah, they dumped a lot of money. Wade Davis is probably the only one that's paid off so far.
Yeah, and talk about that, Dave, a little bit about, you know, early in the season, you know, Diamondbacks looked like they were going to run away with it. They have some injuries. They fall back a little bit. The Dodgers are struggling. But after all the struggles the Dodgers have had, they find themselves right in the thick of the NL West and not too far behind.
Yeah, and considering they're 6 games under .500 and they're only 4.5 games out of first place, I don't think anybody would think that would be the case in the NL West this year, considering some of the improvements that the Diamondbacks and Rockies had made. So they're in really good position, considering they have the most talent in the division, too. So it only should go up from here for the Dodgers because they have the talent to play better. We're starting to see signs of better baseball. I know the first game of this series, kind of the same issues popped up that's been plaguing them all season long. The bullpen, walking guys, giving up big hits, and poor defense behind them. But last night it was a better showing than what we've seen the majority of the season.
Dave, thanks for jumping on. Always a pleasure. And, you know, whatever you can do to keep it going tonight, please do.
I will, and I got to get out there early today at Clayton Kershaw bullpen session before his simulated game on Saturday.
All right, Dave, we'll talk to you.
Okay, guys, thanks.